Take care. I have heard of such people, but they're very, very rare. Most end up on Bogan for a time, and then come back to us. One remains. Dagon Locke. Yes, him. But a few, we in the Council call them shunned. People in whom the Force can never settle, nor find balance in light or dark, and who develop a disgust for the Force itself. Most of them flee way out into the system, broken mentally and physically, die. I've never heard of the Shunned. Few have. They're not a group, just a name. Dan Powell stared from the screen for a moment, smiling uncertainly. Your own studies? On hold, but Trisana is impressive. He has his uses. Dangerous, damaged. There's a lot of good in him. Drowned by selfishness, unfortunately.
Well, he's suitably annoying, Lannery said.
Tell him he'll get what he's promised.
And will he? Dan Powell seemed surprised.
Of course, Ranger. You think I'd not keep a promise?
It was Lannery's turn to smile instead of reply.
Find your brother,
Dan Powell said, leaning closer to the screen.
Stop him. Any way you can. And however you must.
You'll be guarding the old city just in case?
Just in case. May the Force go with you, Ranger Brock.
Master Dan Powell, Lannery said, bowing her head. The screen flickered to darkness. The Peacemaker's nav computer chimed softly. Trisana woke up.
Where are we?
He asked. Closer to the Stargazers, Lannery said. She heard the static-filled mumble of contact from Kar Peninsula's landing towers, but she turned them off and took manual control of the ship. There was no time for political niceties now. According to the computer, there's only one old Daibendu temple in this quarter no longer used by them. If anything Kara said was true, that'll be where the Stargazers are.
So we land and get transport there, Tree said.
No.
I'm landing us on the temple.
On it?
Strap yourself in. This might get bumpy. Chapter 7. Safe and Sound.
Tython is beautiful and powerful, enigmatic and dangerous, filled with mysteries and open to those comfortable with the Force. It was here long, long before us, and these mysteries persisted with no eyes to see them, no minds to contemplate them. And that is why I fear Tython. It means everything to us, and yet we are nothing to it. We are merely passing through.
Jedi Recluse Nolander, 10,648 TYA, Thoyor arrival. Dawn was breaking as they glided over a stormy ocean toward the Kar Peninsula. And if Rahul Yon was impressive, Kar was stunning. The peninsula itself was around 19 kilometers long and a kilometer and a half wide, protruding from a much larger island out of sight over the horizon. Seven towers reached up from its spine, incredibly tall, graceful, beautiful. Their upper levels caught the sunlight, and as the Peacemaker approached, Lannery and Tree could see the sun's influence slipping down the tower's exteriors. Beneath them were countless other tall structures, dwarfed by the more than 1 kilometer high towers, yet impressive in their own right. Almost every building was ivory-colored, the only exceptions being many flat-topped buildings that seemed to serve as gardens and parks. These gave splashes of exotic greens across the car's otherwise uniform hue. The peninsula looked like a jewel cast into the sea. But Lannery did not have time to be impressed.
What's that?
Tree asked. He was standing behind her cockpit seat, leaning on its back and annoying her every time he moved. She was concentrating too much to berate him. He hadn't yet had the audacity to sit in the spare flight seat beside her, and for that she was pleased. Car law enforcement, she said. She'd already seen the four small, sleek ships rising ahead of them, and was readying to give them the slip.
They won't argue with a peacemaker.
Probably not, but I've not responded to flight control. Far as they're concerned, I'm coming in blind.
Hold on.
Lannery braced herself and punched a button. The acceleration pressed her back into the seat, stealing her breath, trapping her limbs, compressing her stomach and chest. And yet she still managed a low chuckle when she heard Tree's startled cry and the sound of him tumbling back into the living area. He grunted and iron holgs rattled, and Lannery knew the droid had caught Tree, probably to prevent him from damaging anything in the ship. She laughed again. The four-car ships flashed past and disappeared from view. Lannery checked their positions on the scanner screen and made sure they weren't swinging about to fire on the peacemaker. Then she swung low and sharp into the built-up conurbation of the Carr Peninsula. She twitched the ship left and right, passing around buildings, dodging airships and smaller craft flitting here and there, and all the while glancing at a map display on a small screen to her right. It showed the layout of this quarter, and at the edge of the screen, a green light pulsed. If her ship's computer was right, that was the location of Kara's unused Daibendu Temple, home to the Stargazers.
You could have warned me,
Tree said. I did.
But you didn't give me time to...
Hold on! Lannery swung the ship to the right, curving tightly around the wide base of one of the seven massive towers. It filled her field of vision, and a series of openings just above ground level provided parking bays for ground speeders. They swarmed in and out like insects to and from a hive. Tree picked himself up again, and then jumped into the spare flight seat beside her. She glared at him. He stared back.
You did that on purpose,
he said. We don't have time to mess around with landing permissions.
You're Jedi. Do you ever?
When it's needed. I don't like you sitting there.
So you do what you want and shack on the natives.
Natives? Lannery slewed them around a big cloud chaser that had drifted down low, careful not to get too close. That's demeaning. Is that how you think we think of everyone else?
Isn't it?
No. She said, but she frowned. She'd experienced antagonism from the settlers on worlds other than Tython, and she usually attributed it to leftover opinions and allegiances from the Despot Wars. But perhaps she'd been fooling herself, and picking on a simple and clear reason for some people's dislike of the Jedi. Maybe it really was deeper and more complex than that. We only ever do our best for everyone.
You intrude. You serve yourselves and your force. You fling me around your ship, right?